Hooray! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? Because I sure am, and we're going to get started. Today we are going to have a mixed practice review of some different word family words with different short vowel sounds. Now, I want you to have fun with this activity. I want you to be excited about this activity. I don't want anyone to feel stressed or worried if you feel like I'm going too fast for you. Here's what I need you to remember. This activity has two parts. The first part is listen. So if I ask you to put down your crayon or put down your pencil, finished or not, I want you to do it. Don't stress about not finishing something. You can finish at the end. Don't worry about not finishing your writing. You can finish at the end. Just listen to the directions, follow what I'm doing, and don't panic. Try to have fun. Okay, let's begin. As always, we need to write our name at the top. Go ahead and take your pencil, write your name on the line. Write neatly, stay on the line. My name is Mrs. Oldham, if you forgot. And when you are finished writing your name, you may put your pencil down. We don't need it for a while. We're going to do some coloring first. At the top of our page, we have a picture. There's a bus with some kids on it and a bus driver. It looks like he's about to run over a pen. I see a mom with a little girl, and the girl doesn't look very happy. Maybe she doesn't want to go to school today. I don't know. Or maybe she's, I don't know. What could be wrong with her? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick one of those objects. I'm going to sound it out for you. I want to see if you can blend the sounds together to figure out the word. The first word has a short U sound. Short U says Can you find what I'm looking for? Bus. Very good. All right, we're going to take our yellow crayon, some kind of yellow. It doesn't have to be a perfect yellow. And we're going to color the bus yellow. This is where the listen part comes in, because if you wanted to color your bus green, I don't want you to color your bus green. I want you to follow my directions. I'm seeing if you're with me. Okay, here we go. Begin coloring, and I will sound out bus for you, and we'll talk about the word. B-U-S. Do you hear that short U sound in the middle? B-U-S. There it is. And it also has an us chunk at the end. B-U-S. Bus. That means it belongs in the us word family. See if you can figure out this word that belongs in the us word family. G-U-S. Gus. That's someone's name. I used to have a Gus in my class. He's old now. Huh. Gus and bus both belong in the us word family. What about this one? It's going to be a nonsense word. That means it's silly and it's not really a real word. Ready? Us. Must. What about this one? T-us. Tuss. I don't know what that is. It's nonsense. What about this one? Z-us. Zus. That's funny. This one could be a real word. R-us. Russ. Yes, that's a boy's name too. Russ. This is a big bus. It's taking me a while to color. So we have some pretend words in the us family, and we have some real words in the us family. The thing is, they all belong because they all have the us chunk at the end. And they also all, what's the bonus? They also all rhyme. When words rhyme, they sound the same at the end. So I could even sing a song about, you know, these silly words and say something like, a zus and a tuss got on the bus. A zus and a tuss got on the bus. Then a mus and a nus and a tuss got off the bus. What do you think of my song? I think it should become on the radio. That's what I think. I think it's really good. I finally finished coloring my bust. My goodness, that took a while. I'm not sure if you're finished, if you're ahead of me, or if you're way behind. Either way, remember, please don't panic. Don't worry, it's okay if you don't finish coloring the bust all the way, because we can finish at the end. So I'm going to give you about 5 more seconds, finished or not. No worries, we're happy. La 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 la. Everything's okay. 5, 4, please put your crayon down in 3, 2, and 1. Thank you for following directions. Okay, we're looking for a new object. It's going to have the short E sound. It will say eh. Can you find that object? Here we go. I'll sound it out for you. P-E-N. Pen. Do you see the pen? Find a blue crayon, some kind of a blue crayon. Let's color the pen. P-E-N. Pen. It has the short E sound and it has the N word family. P-E-N. So that's our chunk. N. P-E-N. Try this word. H-E-N. Hen. Try this word. M-N. Men. Try this word. T-N. Ten. Excellent. All right. That's a small pen. Shouldn't take you too long to color it. So let's put our crayons down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Our next object has the short O sound. Short O says ah. Mmm, ah, mmm. Mom. Do you see the mom? We're not going to color the whole entire mom. We're going to color her shirt to begin. So find some kind of a purple crayon. Some kind of purple. And let's color the mom's shirt purple. When we sound out mom, it sounds mmm, ah, mmm. It has the short O sound. And it belongs in the om word family. Mm, om. It has the om chunk at the end. There aren't a lot of words in the om word family, but here's one that you might know. T-om. Which one's that? Tom. What about p-om? Pom, like a pom-pom. Cheerleaders use a pom-pom, and sometimes there's little fluffy round balls that are in crafts and supplies. Those are called palms, too. All right, what about a make-believe pretend word? G-om. Gum. And what about z-om? Zom. All of these have the om chunk, and they all belong in the om word family. And what's the bonus? They rhyme. Exactly. You may put your purple crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and find some kind of a blue crayon. Let's color her jeans blue. Go ahead and color the mom's jeans blue. So because all those words rhyme, whether they're real or nonsense, that's, you know, I can sing a song about the mom. The mom had a gum. The mom had a gum. The mom had a gum plus a nom plus a tom. How's that sound? The mom had a gum, the mom had a lum, the mom had a wom, until the wom ate the hum. Oh no. Oh, all right. And I'll give you 5 more seconds for the blue pants. 5, 4, finished or not, 3, 2, and 1. The last object that we're going to look at has a short A sound. Short A says ah. So what about this word? S-ad. Sad. Do you see the sad little girl? Here's why she's sad. That was her blue pen. She dropped it in the road, and because the bus was coming, her mom said, "You can't get it." So she was sad because she liked her pen. So let's color the girl's shirt orange. Find some kind of an orange crayon. and let's color the girl's shirt. She is sad. S-A-D. It has a short A, and it has an ad chunk at the end. S-A-D. Sad. There's another word in the ad family. Try this one. M-A-D. Mad. Maybe she'll become mad. What about this one? P-A-D. Pad. She could probably use a pad of paper for her pen. What about d-a-d? Dad. How about h-ad? Had. Good. All of those belong in the ad word family, and they all rhyme. Her shirt is orange. Please finish coloring her shirt. Take 5 more seconds. 5. And 4, and 3, and don't panic, it's fun, and 2, and 1. Please pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing practicing the words that we learned. Let's look at number 1. Before we write anything, let's look at these lines. Number 1 has 3 little lines in a row. Each of those little lines is for one letter to put on there. Then scoot to the middle. There's a long line. That's for a whole word. And then scoot again. That last line is for a whole word. So let's start on number 1. And we're just going to write the first letter of the sound that I make. Ready? Here we go. Write this letter. P. 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 E. 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 N. N. Excellent. Pen. P-E-N. Pen. Scoot to the middle. Let's write the whole word again. P-E-N. Pen. And last time, the last line on the page. Here we go. P-E-N. Pen. Number 2. Write the letter that I sound out. B. B, U, S, B, S, bus. Scoot to the middle. Here we go. Let's write it at the same time. B, S, bus. Last time. B, S, bus. B-U-S. Number 3. S-A-A-D. D. Sad. Move to the middle. Let's write it all at the same time. S-A-D. Sad. Last time, s-a-d, sad, s-a-d. Okay, number 4. You might think we were going to write the word mom because it's the one we haven't written yet. But we're going to write a word in the om word family there instead of mom. So let's practice a different word instead of mom. Number 4. P, ah, ah, o, m, p, ah, m, pom. Scoot across. All together. P, ah, m, pom. Scoot to the end. P, ah, m. Pom, like a pom-pom. Excellent. Let's read our words. Let's start on number 1 and work our way down. Number 1, pen. Number 2, bus. Number 3, sad. Number 4, pom. Now let's read our words backwards. Start on number 4 and go up. Number 4, pom, sad, bus, pen. We're finished, boys and girls. You did excellent. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Until next time, I'll see you later. Bye.